show today might be a little bit wonky. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. I have had nothing but technical problems. I've had absolutely nothing but technical problems since I walked into the studio 2 hours ago. And I think maybe it was because I was wonky, but it isn't. My Behringer mixer just sort of up and died on me. It sort of up and died on me, which, you know, that became a problem. And I said I was going to have to go up to the Tampa Bay Technology Center, where I have built a brand new podcast studio for our members and our podcast group up there. And I was going to have to record the show from there because this thing wasn't working. But then I thought, and I said, let me go into this closet. And I walked into this closet, and I found this Alexis Multimix 4 USB 4-channel USB mixer. And you know what? It sounds pretty good. You know, I had to do some tweaking. So I've been here for the last 30 minutes tweaking, and everything is good. And what we're going to talk about in this edition, in this segment, is we're going to talk about toxicity, because it's an important subject. And let me tell you why. All right? Oh, and let me tell you why I'm wonky. Yesterday, I had my second eye done for cataracts. So now both eyes have been done. First one was done in February. Second one I did yesterday. I wished I'd have done it in February, like a week after I did the first one. Because, you know, the first one was the worst eye, and it was really, you know, and then I just didn't, you know, I didn't want drops and all. But I hesitated, and I just decided to do it, and I did it yesterday. And I'm so glad I did it yesterday, because I did not realize how I could not see the computer as well as I should. And right now I'm looking at the computer, I can see everything so clearly. When I'm outside, I can see everything clearly. But now getting back to why I'm wonky, as we talk about toxicity, I was under anesthesia yesterday, but it wasn't general anesthesia. I was awake through the whole procedure, but I didn't care about anything. I mean, this guy's working on my eye, and, you know, the anesthesiologist said, don't worry, you're not going to care. I said, I know, I was there the last time, but, you know, I didn't care. But I was not allowed to drive yesterday, and so I was brought home, and they gave me these, you know, well, I'll tell you more about that later, but I put my sunglasses on, and I drove, you know, I didn't drive home, I rode home. And I just kind of laid around the house all day yesterday. Well, today I had an 8:30 appointment with the doctor. And I'm here. I said, you know what? I can go. I can be there. So I got out in my little Ford Ranger pickup truck, and I drove to the doctor. Now, thank God the doctor is very close. I mean, you know, very, very, very close. And, you know, so I drove there. But I got to tell you, I was feeling wonky. I just was. I went in. They checked the eye. They checked both eyes, actually. They said, everything is wonderful. He gave me this wonderful pep talk. He said, you know, right now you're using readers. He said, don't be surprised as the two eyes merge together and work as one, that you find yourself less dependent on readers. And I said, okay, well, that's wonderful. I got readers all over the house now. You know, you go to Dollar Tree and you buy these dollar readers, and you got them everywhere. I got more pairs of readers than I even care to think about. But he says, you might find yourself less dependent on those in the future. But the important thing is that I can see the computer. But then again, the other important thing is I didn't leave the house again today because I was still a little wonky. I'm not one of these people who can take drugs. All right. When I had major surgery 5 years ago, when I finally got home, I stopped taking the oxy, whatever it was that they sent home with me, and switched to Tylenol because I don't like, I have a very low tolerance. I could never be a drug addict. So I guess whatever I had yesterday in the surgery has taken a while to get out of my system, although I feel reasonably good now. And tomorrow I'm going back to work. Everything should be good. Everything should be wonderful. Now let's talk about toxicity, shall we? I today didn't go anywhere, but the lovely former Mrs. Kroos was here, and I asked her to take me to the grocery store because I needed a few things. So she said, yeah, let's go to the grocery store. I said, okay. So she drives me right up to the grocery store. I will not name the grocery store. But here, yesterday, while I'm laying around the house and I'm watching television, I'm watching cable news or cable something, and there's this show where they talk about the grocery store and all the toxic things that are happening to you, starting with the shopping cart. And they said, they've got these little wipes. I've never paid attention. They got these little wipes that you can wipe off your shopping cart with and get all the germs off your shopping cart, because they said there's all kinds of stuff on there. There's, you know, there's just all, you know, salmonella. They're saying you could get, just all kinds of awful things. They were talking about hepatitis. They were talking about mononucleosis, all this stuff on my shopping cart. You know, I've been shopping, you know, I'm an old man. I've been shopping, well, you know, if you count the times I went to the grocery store with my mom when I was a child, I mean a young child, I still remember being plopped up and sticking into that seat, you know, that's in the shopping cart, and I have my hands on it. All my kids did that. All of my kids, I have five kids. I have five grandkids. Every one of them. I've been to the grocery store with grandma, and every one of them have sat in that little seat and had their hands all over the, you know, the shopping cart. But, you know, we go up there and I see the carts, and this is in my head from seeing this on television. And I look at Diane and I said, Diane, she goes, what? I said, I saw this thing on television yesterday while I was laying around the house. She goes, yeah, I remember, I was there. Remember? I said, yeah. And this is in my head. So I she's looking at me like I'm nuts, and I am, by the way. And I'm grabbing the shopping cart with my wrist. Shopping carts outside, and I'm pushing it into the store where that little thing is, where I can grab that stuff and wipe it all off. And I go in there, and there's the little thing where you can grab the cloths and wipe it off, and it's empty. And I said, oh my gosh. And I looked at her, and she looked at me. I said, I'm going to have a thrombo. I said, I'm going to get poisoned. All these terrible things. And she goes, Michael, just go shopping. You know, just get what you have to get. So I reluctantly, for the first time ever, grabbed the shopping cart and worried about it. And she's looking at me. She goes, you're really worried about this. I said, I've never been worried about this before, but I'm worried about it now because that's in my head. I went shopping and I came home, and the very first thing I did was wash my hands. Now, am I nuts? I don't know. But let's talk about toxicity, shall we? There's toxicity in a lot of the things that we use in the garden. There's toxicity with pesticides that we use in the garden. There's toxicity with fertilizers that we use in the garden. Even the organic pesticides that we use have toxicity to them. You know, the natural pesticides that we use have a certain amount of toxicity to them. Let's take one, nicotine sulfate. It comes, I don't even know if it's available anymore, but there used to be something called black something that was nicotine sulfate. It had a danger label. If you got this stuff on you, there's a good chance you would die. That's how toxic this stuff was. It was very, very bad, but totally natural. So, you know, you have to deal with all of these things. You have to, the fertilizers that we use. Let's go with the organic fertilizers. I got asked a question in Orlando when I was speaking in Orlando a few weeks ago about chicken fertilizer to use in the vegetable garden. And I immediately said, because we want to go organic. I immediately said, no. And they said, well, why? It's natural. I said, because you don't know what the chickens have been eating. Where are you getting the chicken poop from? You know, I mean, where are you getting the chicken poop from? Do you know what those chickens are eating? Chickens eat a lot of weird stuff. They do. They pump hormones into chickens. They pump all, you know, antibiotics and all this stuff into chickens, depending upon the chicken farm. Now, some of the chicken farms are now saying they're all natural. They don't do hormones. They don't do antibiotics. They're doing everything natural. But you don't know. You don't know. And this is, you know, 100% organic. It's chicken poop. I say use it on your lawn. Use it on your shrubs. Use it on your trees, but do not use it in the vegetable garden or anything that you're going to eat. You know, there's other alternatives that are natural that you can go to. But now let's talk about one of those, and I'll tell you why that might not be the best also. Fish emulsion. We've always thought about fish emulsion fertilizer being natural. It's ground up fish. It's, you know, it's the oil that comes out of the fish, and it's really good. Now, if you're getting the fish emulsion from fish that they catch in the ocean, you're good. If you're getting the fish emulsion from fish that they breed in tanks, you have no idea what they're feeding the fish. So we get into toxicology again, or toxicity again. So you've got to know what you're using. When we get into chemical fertilizers, The thing about chemical fertilizers, and some people don't like chemical fertilizers, I happen to not mind them. I think they're fine. I use organic fertilizer on my lawn, but I would use chemical fertilizers. I would. The nice thing about chemical fertilizers is that you know everything that is in there because the law says it has to be listed on the label, everything and where it comes from. So you know. Oh, well. So much for all of this. I'm Michael Kroos. This is Ask the Garden Geek. Today's show is brought to you by HelpIHaveBugs.com. That's a weird website, isn't it? Okay, if you have roaches in your house and you want to save money, go to this website. You'll see a video I made in 2008, I think. It's called HelpIHaveBugs.com. HelpIHaveBugs.com. Operating on massive amounts of rest, because that's all I've been doing for the last 2 days, is resting and operating on a, gotta be 10 years old, Alexis Multimix 4 USB mixer instead of my very fancy 16-track Behringer mixer that all of a sudden died on me tonight. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. I'm pretty pleased that this little Alexis Multimix 4 is doing such a good job. I'm thrilled, as a matter of fact. Absolutely thrilled. So yesterday I had eye surgery, the second cataract surgery. I just love the way I see right now. Here is what I love. I got to tell you, when I had cataracts in both eyes, I could not read on the computer screen. It was like, I said, something's wrong with the contrast on my screen. And my son was over here. He said, no, Dad, it's fine. No. And I'm trying to adjust. And then I said, you know, he had his laptop. I said, show me yours. I looked at his laptop, you know, and I said, I can't see it either. He said, well, it's perfectly fine. And yours is perfectly fine too. It was cataracts. Well, in February, I had one removed and it helped a lot. And then yesterday I had the other one removed. And I'm sitting here looking at computer screens and seeing all kinds of stuff that I didn't see before. It is just absolutely, in my mind, miraculous. I absolutely love it. I'm thrilled beyond compare. I just, you know, y'all wonder where the AskTheGardenGeek.com website has been? Well, I got to tell you something. For several years, I haven't been able to work on it because I couldn't see it. Now I can see again. It's not going to happen overnight, but I can tell you this. I'm going to work on that website, and I'm going to get it back up so that the programs are on there and articles that I like to write. And guess what? Now I can write again because before, you know, I was only writing minimally because everything I typed, I couldn't see, you know, because it would reflect back. And then it even got worse. I am a big reader. I'm was one of these people that used to read 4 to 5 books a week. And then when this cataract thing just slowly, you know what I'm talking about. If this has happened to you, if you know, you're a person of a certain age like me, you know, this thing just creeped up on me. I got a book I really wanted to read. And I laying in my bed and I got my reading light on and the white from the pages is just blowing back at me. I could not read the text. It was just driving me crazy. I got that same book that I bought, you know, a year ago. A year ago, I bought that book. And I let me find it. Went on bookshelf, found it, looked at it, and reading it was easy. It was absolutely easy. So I am thrilled beyond belief to have had this. If you have cataracts and you're putting off the surgery, find yourself a good ophthalmologist. I was very lucky. I have a marvelous, just wonderful ophthalmologist, wonderful group, just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And I'm seeing good. I went this morning for my day after surgery checkup. And when I left, I was done with the doctor, thanked him so much. I went out, and there's two young ladies sitting at the front desk. And I said, ladies? And they said, yes. I said, I have a confession. I feel conflicted. I need to give this confession, and I'm very sorry, but you are going to have to hear my confession. And they said, okay, Mr. Kroos, we will listen to your confession. And they both had this concerned look on their face. I said, when I left the surgery center yesterday, she goes, yeah. I said, I did not wear those ugly sunglasses that you gave me in my kit. I wore my personal sunglasses. There, I said it. It's off my chest. I feel like a new man. And they are just laughing. And they're saying, you are absolved of this. It's okay. We understand. Then the other younger lady said, wait a minute. You don't like the sunglasses that we gave you? I said, I just wore mine. Okay, is that all right? All right. That's fine. That's absolutely fine. So the day before surgery, guess what I did? I am so thrilled with myself. I mowed my lawn with my 51-year-old Blue Boy lawnmower. Yes, this was the year I was going to go all electric. I actually went to Home Depot to buy the eGrow electric mower. They didn't have it. They did not have it. And then I went on that Facebook thing and I saw an old friend of mine that I went to high school with. And he's on there. He's got these Blue Boy mowers he took pictures of. He collects, as it turns out, he collects Blue Boy mowers. He's retired from Verizon. And to, dingle with his time, he goes up to this mechanic shop not far from where I live. And he works on mowers there. And he collects old Blue Boy mowers. What is a Blue Boy mower, you say? A Blue Boy mower was manufactured until sometime in the 80s in Clearwater, Florida. The things weigh a ton. They've got really good engines on them. Everything is steel. Everything is hard to deal with. The little side chute that goes off the thing is made of metal, not rubber or plastic, like all, like my Murray mower has. It was just this self-propelled. To adjust the blade, it takes an act of Congress and a lot of tools. But, I went over and looked at him, and he showed me one. And he said, I said, well, will it start? He goes, hey, you try it. One pull, boom, takes right off. I mean, it took four of us to get this thing into the back of my truck. And to get it off my truck, I had to get my son, I had to get my neighbor, I had to get my other neighbor. And we barely got this thing off the truck. This thing weighs a ton. I mowed the lawn with it once, and I just loved it. I got to do it again yesterday, day before my surgery. I looked at the lawn, and we've been having very warm weather here in Florida. We've been having weather. Right now, we're in the 70s, but we've been having weather in the 80s, and the grass is growing. Has to be mowed. And there I am with my non-electric 51-year-old Blue Boy mower. I started this thing up, and it's loud. I mean, it is, like, really loud. My 89-year-old neighbor, Al, comes out, and he saw me do it last time I used it. He saw me this time, and he's looking at me saying, oh, Michael. But, he could see the joy in my face. He could see the exhilaration, because when I am mowing my lawn, I go into this zen-like state. My brain actually shuts off. I don't think about anything. I just mow the lawn. I just totally get in to mowing the lawn. And here I am mowing the lawn with my 51-year-old Blue Boy self-propelled mower that, thank God, the blade doesn't need to be adjusted, because I can't adjust the blade. I mean, I have to have my buddy John. I'd have to haul it back to him because he says, oh, you got to take this bolt off, you got to take that bolt, and you got to do that, you got to level it. Oh, man. But he has it adjusted. It was perfect. And I mowed the lawn, and he says, make sure you check the oil every time. He said, these things will throw a rod. I checked the oil. Oil's fine. 51 years old, original motor. How about that? Whatever brings you joy, that's what gardening's all about. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. Today's show is brought to you by HelpIHaveBugs.com. That's a weird website, isn't it? Okay, if you have roaches in your house and you want to save money, go to this website. You'll see a video I made in 2008, I think. It's called HelpIHaveBugs.com. HelpIHaveBugs.com. So 2 days ago, I mowed the lawn. I went out and I mowed my yard with my 51-year-old Blue Boy lawnmower, manufactured in Clearwater, Florida, 51 years ago. Cool mower. Anyway, enough about that. I get done, I then edge the yard. Love to edge the yard. Yard with a good edge. Then I took the blower and I blew the yard. And then I looked at it and it, you know what? The 20th was the first day of spring. And we've been having really, really warm weather. And I said, you know what I need to do? I need to put some organic fertilizer on my yard. And I use Milorganite. I love Milorganite. So I go into the garage where I thought I had a bunch of Milorganite. As it turns out, I had about 5 pounds left in the bag. I said, no problem. I immediately went to Home Depot. And I go to the Milorganite section. It said Milorganite down there. Guess what? No Milorganite. I said, oh. So I said to the guy, well, you got any Milorganite? He said, no. And he says, and they don't have any at the other store. I said, why? He said, because everybody's buying it. Some idiot on the radio is telling everybody how good it is. Anyway, I said, well, what am I going to do? I said, I have to fertilize my yard today, and I want to use Milorganite. He says, oh, I got something for you. I said, what's that? He says, come on, right over here. So I walk down, and there's the Sunnyland Fertilizer. Now, Sunnyland Fertilizer is a really good fertilizer company. They're over in Sanford, Florida, and they've been making fertilizer for years and years and years, and I have put down hundreds, maybe thousands of tons of the different Sunnyland fertilizers over the years. Fine quality company. And here's what I know. The Milorganite that you buy in Florida is actually sent to Sunnyland by the Milorganite company in one-ton bags on a train, and then it's rebagged into Milorganite bags over at Sunnyland and then sent out to all the various stores and distributors and nurseries throughout Florida. Because if you live in Florida and you buy Milorganite, it says on the back, packaged by Sunnyland Fertilizer. So I go over there, and there is a bag of Sunnyland organic fertilizer that looks mysteriously like a Milorganite bag. And I look at the analysis, and the analysis was almost identical. A 540, something like that. And it had a 5.5, it had 6% iron, as I recall. And the Milorganite has 5% iron. Iron's really good. For a lot of reasons. And I said, what's up with this? I said, is this Milorganite? And the guy said, well, they say it's not Milorganite, but it looks like Milorganite. And he had an open bag. He says, it smells like Milorganite. And I said, yeah, but you know what? The granule doesn't look exactly like. But anyway, I bought two 45-pound bags, brought them home, and I had about 5 or 6 pounds of Milorganite left in the garage. So I opened up one of these bags of the Milorganite to dump in my spreader. As a matter of fact, I filled up my walk-behind spreader with Milorganite to go out, and I was going to put 45 pounds on the front yard. And then I took my little bag of, well, I'm talking, did I just say Milorganite? I'm talking about the local version of Milorganite, the Sunnyland version of organic fertilizer, poop fertilizer. So I took that, and I compared it with the Milorganite. I grabbed some in one hand and I grabbed some in the other. At which point I just realized I'm holding poop in both hands. Poop that came out of people. I'm holding it in both hands. Oh yes, it's been heated, it's been treated, it's been, you know, it's fine, you know. Here's the next weird thing I did. I smelled the Milorganite, the real Milorganite. I took a smell. Oh, that smell. It just brings joy to my heart. And then I said, okay, let's take the Sunnyland version of this, and I took a whiff of that. And I got to tell you, it smelled the same. But the granules were different. They were, the prill was a different size. Still a different size. you know, the stuff from Sunnyland was a little bit bigger. Well, to tell you the honest to God truth, it seemed to spread well on my fertilizer spreader. It actually seemed to go farther. So I did the front yard, and I then had, you know, some left. I did the front yard as best I could. So then I took it and I put it in my little hand Scott's hand spreader, and I did all of my shrubs with it. Just walked around, did all my shrubs with what was left. And then I went and took the other bag, and I opened it up, and I put it in the big spreader, and I put it all over the backyard. So I put 90 pounds of the local version, or the Sunnyland version, of Milorganite. Now, I used to know a guy at Sunnyland. Well, the guy retired a long time ago, and then I found a, because I tried, I was going to call him up, and I thought I had his home number, and I didn't have his home number because the number I had didn't work, but I knew somebody who knew somebody who knew him. So I called to somebody that I knew who knew who knew, and I said, what about Bob? And he, oh, Bob passed away. I said, oh. I said, you know about the Sunnyland fertilizer? I said this to my friend. He goes, yeah, they got a version of Milorganite. They're a version of Milorganite. He said, I couldn't find Milorganite at our store. So I bought theirs, and I love it. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, I put it down 2 weeks ago, and you ought to see my yard. And yeah, really? He goes, you ought to see my shrubs. I said, really? He said, yeah. And I said, well, is it really Milorganite? He said, I don't know. He said, here's what I think. He said, I think the Milorganite has very high standards as to what the size of their prill is. And this is just a theory. I don't know if this is true because I don't know anybody at Sunnyland to ask. I guess I could call and talk to their sales department, you know, like a normal person. But I want to sneak around because, I don't know, I'm old, I got nothing to do. Leave me alone. So anyway, he goes, I think what they do is they take that and they separate the prills, and the prills that aren't the exact same size that come out of the one-ton bags get put into this stuff, and it gets ground, and it gets, you know, and or maybe there's big lumps, and they ground it up into this, and they sell this under their brand name. I said, but it says it's got more iron. He said, yeah, I know. I don't know, but it's 100% organic, and it's still good, and it's still good to use. So that's what I'm doing. That is what I'm doing. And then after doing a little bit more research, I find that in various parts of the country, I mean, Milorganite is sold just about everywhere. Just about everywhere it's sold. But in various parts of the country, there are other versions of Milorganite that are not Milorganite. Or are they? You know? Because if Milorganite is sending their stuff in one-ton bags to Florida and having it repackaged by Sunnyland, who's to say they're not sending it to Georgia to have it repackaged by somebody else? I mean, I don't know. Or Alabama, or Kentucky, or Michigan. You know, I don't know. I do not know. So I don't know if it's all coming from that source. I mean, how much poop can there be in Milwaukee? Because that's where it all comes from, is the Milwaukee Sewage Company. Years and years and years and years ago, where I lived, there was a town. It's still this town. This town's still there. It's called Largo, Florida. Not Key Largo, like you're thinking. This is the town of Largo, which is in West Central Florida. And they had a poop plant there. I'm sure they still have a poop plant. And they used to manufacture their version of Milorganite. But I got to tell you, it didn't look anything like Milorganite. It wasn't black like Milorganite. It was kind of, it just wasn't black. Let's just leave it at that. I don't want to say what color it is because it's, I just don't. And, but you know, when I first got into the business in 1972, company I worked for used to go buy it. They called it Largro, you know, for Largo, but they called it Largro from the sewage, and they manufactured it there at the sewage plant. And I got to tell you, I never felt good about it, but I will say, we used it on Argentine Bahia grass back in those days. We had some mobile home parks that we spread it out on, and twice a year. And it did a good job, but it had an odd smell to it. And every so once in a while, you would find odd things in it. I'm not going to go into detail. But that you would find odd things in it that shouldn't have been in it. Okay? I'm not going to stop right there. But it was a good fertilizer. But I don't think they had everything that they needed to have, because one day there was no more Largro. And I don't know, about 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, I contacted the sewage department of Largo and said, hey, you guys used to make something called Largo. Guy didn't know what I was talking about. He said, I've worked here 5 years. We never had it. I don't know. But I know a guy. I know a guy who's big in Largo. As a matter of fact, I've even had him on my show before. And I'm going to get a hold of him and find out because, you know, I think Largo ought to get back into the poop fertilizer business. I think everybody should. Because we're going to run out of Mill Organite. Today's show is brought to you by HelpIHaveBugs.com. That's a weird website, isn't it? Okay, if you have roaches in your house and you want to save money, go to this website. You'll see a video I made in 2008, I think. It's called HelpIHaveBugs.com. HelpIHaveBugs.com. So yesterday, I'm recording this on Thursday, yesterday was Equinox Day. You know, yesterday was Equinox, first day of spring. You know, Equinox, you know, that's where you can take the egg and the egg is supposed to stand up. Maybe Equinox Day was today. I don't know, but a little while ago, my beautiful daughter who lives out in Kansas sent me a Snapchat video of her and my three grandchildren by her. I have five grandchildren. She gave me three of them. They're so cute. So I'm looking at a picture of one of them right now that I have in here in the office. My oldest grandchild, I call him Boodle Butt. But anyway, she sent me a video that she made of her and the kids out on their deck. Now, the last video I got from them, their deck was covered with snow. This is just like a week ago. And this video was, I think, from today, and there was no snow at all. Snow was all gone, and the kids had short sleeve shirts on. I don't know what's going on, you know, but spring is there. So they're out there on the deck, and she's got organic eggs, and because she lives out in the middle of nowhere, and the kids are standing up the organic eggs to see if they will stand up, and they're all being very careful. And my seven-year-old, his egg stood right up. My three-year-old, his egg was falling a little bit, but he finally got it. And my little granddaughter, who is like 17 months old, 16 months old, 17, 18 months old now. She's 18 months old. She could not get her egg to stand up, and she's getting mad. And I mean, you know, this girl is so beautiful. And to see her get so mad at this. So anyway, when they were all done with the video, she says, Dad, I got a question for you. And, you know, I'm sitting there. You can't talk back to her because it's a video. But I'm talking back to her. What, honey? And she goes, we're going to the nursery today to buy plants. I need your advice. Can I call you? I said, absolutely. So she called. She called, you know, and we talked about it. Well, it's strange that you should mention that because I was at the nursery 2 days ago, the day before I had my last cataract surgery. And I went there to buy fertilizer. But I was looking, you know, it's spring. I mean, spring has sprung all over Florida. And I walked out to look at the plants. And I'm just looking at some just beautiful hibiscus that this couple was looking at. And they were saying, are these good to get? You know, and why am I answering the question? I don't work for them. I know why, because, darn it, I'm the garden geek. So, of course, I said, here's how you tell. And they said, how do you tell? And I said, you grab the base of this plant right here in this hand. They go, yeah. I said, you take this hand and you start taking it out of the pot. You kind of work it on down. Now the Home Depot lady is like looking at me like, what is this guy doing? But I'm, you know, I'm sure. And I pull it out and there are the roots. And it was absolutely perfect. And the Home Depot lady's looking at me like, do I need to throw this guy out of here? And I said, here's why you know that these are a good plant. You see that the roots are right at the edge, and there's just a little turn to them, but they're all white. Now, I said, if you came here and the roots came out and they were wrapped around this and they were brown, those roots have died off, And before you planted that, you'd have to cut all of those roots off. But these roots are white, and they're just right out here at the edge. This is ready to be planted. That is what you want to look for on any type of plant. And she goes, oh, okay. So like the Home Depot lady's now smiling at me, right? She says, oh, what a nice guy. You want a job? I know. So the couple says, all right, well, these look good. We're going to buy some hibiscus, but we also want to buy some ligustrum. And the ligustrum was over on another thing. And I'm, you know, going about my business. I'm looking at for fertilizer. And they said, sir, could you come over here, please? I said, sure. And I go over there. And now the Home Depot lady's looking at me. She goes, and the lady says, I pulled these out. Would you recommend these? And sure enough, the ligustrums had been there for a while. It had been there for a while. And there were brown roots that were literally wrapped around the plant. And I said, I wouldn't buy them. But if you know, the plants actually don't look bad. The plants look pretty good. Just know that before you plant these things, you got to take hand clippers or a really good pair of gardening scissors. And I've got a good pair of gardening scissors. And you got to cut off all these dead roots. And then you got to reach in with your hand and break the rest of the roots apart and then plant it. It's perfectly okay. It's just going to take you some additional labor. The plants look good. Now, the Home Depot lady's looking at me. She's not looking at me as nice as she was before, but she's looking at me. And you know what? She was learning. I could tell she was learning. I could see it in her eyes that she was learning from what I was saying. So the lady said, well, should I buy them? I said, well, what do you want them for? She goes, I want to put them in this little area where we used to have a gate, and now we've fenced it in. You know, we've eliminated the gate. It's a chain link fence, and we have ligustrums all the way around the chain link fence, except right there where that gate used to be. So we want to put four of them there. I said, how big was the gate? And they said, it was a 3-foot gate. I said, you want to put two of those there? She goes, okay. And I said, and I would buy two, and I'd plant them. And I said, it's going to take them a while, but do exactly what I say. And she goes, oh, okay. Now the Home Depot lady's looking at me. I said, but here's the other thing I would do. And by the way, what I'm telling these people, I'm telling you too. I said, you want to make the hole. When you dig the hole, you want to add some peat. They got peat over there. You might want to add some other organics. I said, there's some black cow in that bag over there. I would add a little bit of that. And there's something that I always use that I love. It's called Super Thrive. And well, what's Super Thrive? And I explained to them, and I said, they sell that over there. So now the Home Depot lady's looking at me, and she's like liking me all of a sudden. I took her down from four plants to two plants, but I sold a bunch of her black cow and her other stuff. And I said, I would get this other stuff called Osmocote that they have here. And I said, and that's, you just have that on hand for whenever you do. You know, I said, you know, you're going to spend some money now, but you know, you're not going to use it all, and you're going to have it on hand. And they said, well, we're going to do a lot more landscaping. So that sounds like a good idea. So off they went, and they're buying up all the stuff. The Home Depot lady comes over, and she goes, I seriously want to hire you. I said, no, I'm old. You don't want, you know, and she said, you taught me something. I said, that's what I do. She goes, why? I said, well, because I, Michael Kroos, am the Garden Geek. She goes, you're the Garden Geek? I said, yes. Somehow, I don't think she was all that impressed. But maybe she was. She kept smiling.